All right, and welcome to the BFE Deity Podcast. It's a special edition. This is the second day Source has been out. It's September 27th, and we are recording live, 9 p.m. on the East Coast. I am LOD, your host, and I'm joined here with Wolverine, who will be my little sidekick through our adventure tonight. First off, you know, just as general information, we are a tournament that was formerly done for Day Defeat, the classic version. I guess you could call it the classic now. We have since moved on to Source. We are located at http://god.battleforeurope.com. We're going to be starting up a campaign in the next couple of weeks. Should be fun. It's open to the public. Not for clans, really. It's mostly for individuals. It should be kick-ass. To start off, there's been a few issues, performance-wise, with the new Source engine and data feed Source. NVIDIA graphics cards, specifically, have had performance issues. New drivers came out yesterday. They're the 78.05 beta drivers. You can find them at www.nzone.com, nzone.com, and under the download section. They're supposed to fix the performance. I think the first thing I want to talk about, guys, I'm joined with Moondog, Buddha, Thunderbird, Wolverine, and Lynx and Logan are here, but I've removed their voice rights because they are annoying. Performance. What kind of system you guys have, and how did the game perform?
Well, I have a Radeon 9800 XT, AMD 64 3800+, and with a gig of RAM. It wasn't that bad. I got around 56, maybe 60 FPS, and maybe when the firefight started, went down to maybe 54 with all the highest texture settings. So my computer wasn't the problem. It's just a shoddy network for me.
Buddha, how about you?
I have 800 XT. Not doing bad. My ping is good, but my FPS, I'm trying to change my config files, so my FPS will be higher than 50. Right now, it's range between 35 and 150, but it's not constant, so we'll see.
Thunderbird, how about your system, dude?
I've got pretty much the exact same thing Moondog has, the same FPS stuff, but I get pinged out because my bandwidth apparently can't handle meatball action and Thunder Falcon all playing games at the same time. But it runs pretty good when they're not home. The water is amazing, which is the main thing that eats FPS, and it just looks cool.
Well, I think the only thing holding me back is my 6600, not GT card. I mean, I think I'm doing okay. I got my settings mostly medium-high, and I'm pretty happy with the performance. In firefights and stuff, I find it drops, but it's never anything around the 20s or lower, so I'm happy.
Well, anyways, for me, on my system, I just upgraded. I'm kind of a performance whore. I have a 7800 GT and a 3200 Athlon 64, but it's overclocked at 2.6 gigahertz, so essentially it's like a poor man's FX55. The game runs fine for me, pretty much, though I do find the HDR, the high dynamic range lighting, and some of the more advanced features, they really make the game look beautiful, but they detract from kind of the multiplayer aspect. I find I'm sharper at killing people and spotting enemies, hiding, if I have everything on lowest settings. So I have this, like, you know, $400 video card, and I'm running everything on lowest just so I can compete better.
Yeah, and what I've noticed is that, I mean, HDR is great and everything, but you're just as good without it. It's not adding to your skill. It kind of makes it harder because your lights all get adjusted whenever you go around anyway.
All right. Next thing on the list, guys. I'm just going to list off rather large, broader changes in the game just for, you know, people that haven't, you know, been hiding in a hole in the last 6 months and don't know of any of the changes or haven't played it yet. First off, you know, the removal of the sidearm for most of the classes. Most classes do not have a pistol anymore. Some don't even, you know, don't have grenades. Like the rifle, he has a grenade that goes in the end of his gun that he shoots. It's kind of interesting. Iron sights
and
rifles.
It doesn't explode on contact, which makes it kind of not too great because somebody can pick it up and throw it back at you.
The MGs can be deployed on almost everything. Accuracy is decreased across the board pretty much. I mean, even the Car 98, unless you're using the iron sights, it is really, it's not a, you know, a dead-on weapon anymore. In a matter of fact, they've also changed the damage. You can hit someone with a sniper rifle and it won't be a one-shot kill anymore even. A lot of the weapons do less damage. They removed melee attacks from many of the weapons, such as the rifles. There's multiple default crosshairs, which is kind of cool. For people that, they don't have a dot but they do have like a circle and different kind of crosses, which are cool. And for those that have never played Counter-Strike Source, they have stop sound, a very, you know, useful command for old school D&D, has now been classified as a cheat and is not allowed. And as just another additional, you know, hint, helpful hint for people that are not familiar with Source, to pull down your console to, you know, figure out your FPS, your ping, your lag, your choke, go into the multiplayer game options, go to the keyboard options, advanced, and check the box that says, you know, enable developer console, and then you get your chill day will work. Enough of me talking here. I want to get your guys' feedback on Source. We've all played it. We've all, you know, spent the last 24 hours glued on our computers. What do you guys think? I think, Moondog, you can start off first.
Well, I found the changes a little, like, much for me. I haven't really been playing the original DoD that much to notice a difference, but I actually did notice a difference. But, you know, some people argue that they want it to be more historically correct. So, well, the pistols make it a lot easier on you when you're carrying something like a Kar 98. They help a lot. But I can see why they took it out. Not every soldier carried one. MG42 is absolutely ridiculous. It is a monster. I think they're going to have to tone it down just a bit. And I think maybe the one weapon that should be one-shot kill should be the sniper. If they're not going to make the Kar 98 one-shot kill, it should definitely make the sniper at least one-shot kill. But the biggest concern for me is taking out melee. Because, say for instance, you're a Kar 98, and like you get this strafing Thompson horror coming at you, I think you're going to want to bash him across the head with your rifle, and the Kar 98 has absolutely nothing to defend any kind of melee attacks. Your inventory for a spade, and by the time you get it out, you're probably going to be dead anyway. So I think it'll be a lot easier just to shove melee attacks back into the game.
I still kind of switch from my pistol sometimes because I'm just used to it, and I'm going to forever complain that my grease gun's missing, because as anyone in the last campaign knows, I like my grease gun. The only big complaint about the things that changed other than those is that the rifle grenades should be able to explode on impact, because, you know, when you shoot the thing, it lands next to the guy, he picks it up and throws it back at you, and it explodes in your face instead of his. You know, it kind of deters anybody wanting to use the thing. With the low ceilings on the maps with huge open spaces, you can't exactly lob it high enough, it'll explode in the air above the guy or anything like that. So, you know, it's something they're going to work on. I'm sure they're going to make more releases with maybe trying the Brits and maybe even Russians or Italians. Never know what they're going to do because it's Valve, you know. We know Valve. And, Wolverine, what do you think?
Well, I think Moondog said about the melee attacks and buttstocks and bayonets and stuff, and I agree, I really miss that when you run out of ammo. You always go for the buttstock and you're, you know, firing or iron sights or some shit like that. I can't stand it. But I found that the melee attacks that are in the game, like the knife and the punch, are absolutely fucking useless. There's no hitboxes. You can't seem to, when you punch, if the guy is even standing still, you're still not sure if it hits. And that really drives me nuts. You know, like the butt smack used to be, you know, whack, and the guy was hit. Now it's like you punch, oh, did I hit him? I don't know, maybe I'll fire again, oh,
yeah.
It takes a minute to reload. You know, like, it just doesn't feel solid enough for me. So, I mean, even if they added buttstocks or bayonets back in, I would want the code to be a lot better. That's my only beef right now.
I totally agree about the melee attacks. I've come up behind people trying to knife them in the back. It didn't kill them, it didn't even hit them once. It's kind of ridiculous.
For those of you who haven't played Source, the Thompson and MP40, instead of having a knife or anything, they can punch people as their secondary attack with the Thompson or MP40 out. And it's, I think, a three-hit kill unless you get them in the head, and you literally have to be touching them to actually hit them. So it's pretty useless, but it makes people feel really, really sad when you do it to them.
All right. Well, yeah. On that note, I'm a little surprised that no one's just been ripping on the game. Are you guys actually like the game? I've been reading the forums, and people are tearing Source apart. They're calling it, like, the worst thing, you know, in the history of man. Are you guys, did I just accidentally, you know, get an entire radio show full of people that like Source? Or are you guys just being nice?
I like it, because I know they're going to change some stuff. If this was final, they're done, never going to see Valve ever again in my entire life, then I'd be angry that they released some things that are pretty bad. especially the only having four maps deal. You might have just gotten a few random people that happen to be like it. But, I mean, it's a step forward, and we're going to have a few steps backwards on our way.
Well, to continue on this negative path, I want to list off the three things that I felt were the most ridiculous aspects of the game. Number one would be the flashlight. What the fuck does a flashlight have to do in a game of World War II? You can turn the flashlight on.
I love that flashlight.
Okay, that's the first one. I don't understand. Second one, the punching. Almost, you know, probably 90% of people are right-handed. How can you kill someone by punching them with their left hand? That's stupid. And three, I've forgotten what the third one is, but it'll come to me.
These just happen to be the other 10% people that are left-handed, maybe.
Possibly.
That's why they have Thompsons, because, you know, everybody can't punch. It's only the people who have Thompsons.
What I don't think has been said yet for the change of source was the ability for the bazooka to actually be a legitimate class. I like this a lot, because mainly the bazooka in regular DOD weapon or sort of an objective weapon, and, you know, you didn't have to use it unless you really had to. But I really like the fact that it, one, is a legitimate class, and it gives you the carbine, which absolutely rocks, and I think should be made a normal class in like a future release or update of Source. Other than that, it actually has splash damage, so it actually can kill people when it hits. So I like that a lot. But on the subject of the flashlight, kind of looks like Doom 3. It really doesn't. It's not a real good flashlight, though. Reminds me of, like, playing Doom 3.
Do you think there'll be a duct tape mod any day soon?
No.
I'm hoping for a flaming taper mod, where you just burn a taper so you can see in the dark. Trade cigarettes for ammo.
I don't think we went over stop sound yet.
Oh, yeah. It's now classified as a cheat. But, you know, the good news is the trade-off is there's very little, you know, minimal ambient noise in the background. Pretty much all of it's, you know, real gunfire. So I haven't been really, you know, noticing that as a negative thing. It's just interesting when you type it into the console. It's a cheat. We don't allow it in multiplayer.
Yeah. The only thing that I'd really use stop sound on is the victory music. That drives me absolutely crazy, so I think I'm just going to put, like, a blank MP3 in there or something, because that victory music just drives me nuts.
Well, what about the corny intro music when the map starts? It's like, all right, men, we're defending the town. Let's move out. I mean, that's ridiculous.
LOD, I didn't know you did those recordings.
Oh, my impression is too good. I'm sorry.
I found that the voiceovers, like the voice commands, were, you know, they were not bad. But I agree, those voiceovers at the start of the rounds were so cheesy and overdone. Oh, they're coming up the rear! Let's give it to them!
Sounds more like something Phil would say.
I think some of the voice commands are a little half-assed, too. Like, maybe in a regular DOD, it was like, kidneys! Now it's just like, kidneys! Really half-assed. They're not feeling the negative, man.
All right, well, on that note, not feeling the negative. Anything else to add, or do you want to wrap up the show now?
The player models are stiff and retarded.
That's true. They look like, you know, they're humpback whales walking around on land. All right, I don't think we can wrap up a show any better than that. Thank you, Wolverine. I think the verdict is still yet to be decided. This is, unfortunately, a biased panel on the show tonight. Pretty much everyone liked the game, more or less. I'm sure if you read the forums, you can get both sides of the story. We'll be sure to keep you all up to date, and this is LOD signing out. Later, guys.